saved voice message.
Hit my hip, and we're getting fucked up, and we're fucking some bitches tonight. So holler at me as soon as you get off that plane.
What about those two guys I read about from the tri-states? They make perfect scores on their THCs.
And a Dutch runner is...
He cannot wear the Scream mask. The mask from Scream. We'll have to eat from behind.
If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Oh shit, welcome back to the podcast. Bobby Light, what is up?
Hey.
What's going on, big guy?
What's up, man?
Chilling, guy, what's up?
So, what do we got on the agenda tonight?
Shit, what do you got on your agenda? Let me pull up my agenda.
Okay.
I haven't prepared anything for this. The only thing I prepared was that I was just drinking with people from work, so that's what I did to prepare.
I got like a 3-point agenda. I want to talk about Dean Sploit, my roommate.
You mean Dean Light? Hollywood Dean?
West Hollywood Dean. I want to talk about Dean Light. I want to talk about eHarmony. And then I want to have like a free flow. Maybe battle rap. So let me just jump right into the Dean Light story.
Okay.
So, I mean, the kid goes to bed at 8:30 p.m., maybe 9. It's impossible to get him, like, off the couch. He's, you know, kind of glued there. He's on, Adderall during the week, and the weekend he just crashes. I sent him to sleep for 48 hours straight. I finally get to go out. We go to happy endings, and I have to drop him off, so he can get himself a rock star so he doesn't fall asleep in the park. And it's me and my Indian friend, Brad Ash, McFad Ash. We roll up. Dean's sitting in the parking lot drinking the rock star. We see these two howdies walk in with this like taller guy. I'm like, oh, this girl is attractive. And they definitely look back at us, but you know, I got no expectations, whatever. So we walk into the bar. Within a half hour, they're like standing next to us at the bar. And then we have to start talking to them, so they're like standing right next to us. I introduce myself, and then Dean comes up, and I'm talking to him. And the hotter one comes over and starts talking to Dean for like 10 minutes straight. And, you know, she walks away. I'm like, Dean, what's going on? Is she into you? He's like, no, her friend's into me, and she would tell me all about it. And I was kind of like politely declining. And I was like, okay. And then like 45 minutes later, the hotter one's talking to him again. I look over and they're making out. And I was like, what? This kid just pulled like a huge switcheroo. And these girls like worked at this restaurant, and their whole restaurant crew was out with them, like guys and girls. And at one point the guy came out to Dean. He was like, yo man, you just trying to hook up or something? And Dean's like, nah, just trying to, you know, stand here or something. And he worked such that he got the hotter girl to make out with him, even though her friend was into him. He got the restaurant crew to all be cool with him. And then at the end of the night, the girl took him home. And I'm just standing there going, you know, in the bathroom, I'm like, Dean, what are you doing? You're not even a hot guy. What the hell's going on? And then I had, there was a girl actually from our work there, and I was like, is Dean hot or something? I can't tell. Like, I really can't tell if guys are hot or not. And she's like, nah. And he was more bummed out about her not thinking that he was hot than this other girl like taking his ass home. But I looked it up the next day. I think he's been voted number one hottest guy in West Hollywood. So
where is this ranking?
Straight magazine.
Yeah. Speaking of straight, do you know that I still have you in my phone book? I put your job title as straight receptionist.
Put it as straight assistant now.
Oh shit, you're an assistant?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm an assistant. My boss, you know, calls me a promotions manager, and we also like kind of co-manage stuff too. So he lets me kind of use whatever title I want, but I'm his assistant first and foremost.
You got a card yet?
No, I don't really fucking cards, you know.
Damn. Yeah, I thought you were a slow receptionist. I didn't realize that. That's cool. Good work.
Thanks.
Dina
ended up banging this girl, no con, in a room on an air mattress with the people he met at the bar in the room.
Wow.
So he's number one hottest guy, West Hollywood. So I'm telling you, this girl was like maybe the hottest in the bar.
That's fucking crazy, yo.
So, but he's like obsessed with this like hippie chick from work who's like not attractive at all.
Does she have tattoos?
No.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah, that's a good point. Are you into that? Girls with tats?
Yeah. I mean, not if they're not good looking, but yeah, if they're good, if they're like mediocre, it makes them better. It makes them good. If they're like a 5.5, it makes them like a 6.75.
You realize you gotta get some tats to get a girl with tats.
I have tats.
You have tats? Oh yeah, you have tats. Friendship and
justice and learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny that you say I should have my own talk show, because, no, I'm just kidding. I was looking through, like, some notes that some old things that I once wrote, like, to you guys, I guess, or, I don't know where I wrote this down, but somebody said this to me, like, it's funny that I should have my own talk show, and I, and my response was, this was, like 4 years ago. I wrote this down. I don't know. I guess we must have been talking on AIM or something. I said, that's really funny that you say I should have my own talk show, because this morning I was listening to Stern, as I do every morning, and I was thinking, hey, I should have my own talk show.
I remember that quote. I think you're talking to me?
Maybe.
But I don't think I would ever tell you you should have your own talk show. That sounds like a teach thing to tell you.
I think maybe Reiner.
Like Hammerhold. Nate DePere.
But then I end it and I go, yeah, I envision myself becoming like an underground hit and then everyone listening to me. Just to hear what I'll say next. Just a dream. And then I said, basically any perverted idea that I could have would just be made into a little game show. So my first idea was that we have a shave contest, and if a girl shaves, she gets a prize. If she doesn't, then she gets kicked the fuck out. just shit like that. I definitely want you guys to guest star, though. That's what I wrote.
I like the idea that it's called the shave contest, and they just have to show up and answer the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Alright, so what do you think about eHarmony?
So, I mean, talking to Dean, we're just like watching these commercials. I mean, these people are so fucking happy. Like, we're sitting over here miserable as hell, like, you know. And I'm saying, like, yo, computers can really match you up way better than you can ever match yourself, so why not just put it in the hands of the computer? You know, like, sick. Like, right? No, don't start right now. I'm like 23, 24 years old. So ride it out for about 6-7 years, just fuck around, and then like when you want to get serious, just pop on eHarmony, let the computer find 29 different dimensions of compatibility, you know? I can't even name one dimension, but the computer knows 29, and it, bam, hooks you up.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Like, I don't know, my feeling is that, what's compatible? I mean, what is that? That's like, you both like, Queens of the Stone Age? What is that?
I don't know. The eHarmony, like, you know, 29 different dimensions. And, like, have you seen the commercials? People are so happy. They're fucking, like, living their lives, like, just incredibly happy.
Yeah, I mean, but those people are also in, like, herpes commercials. They're, like, all actors, bro.
I know, but the commercials are so good. It just really kind of makes you think, like, maybe you should try it.
Well, I know you can, if you just want puss.
I'm not saying now, like, I'm not talking about getting on Match.com like someone I know. I'm not talking about getting on Match.com. That's just like, you know, you want to fuck. The army is like, you want to find compatibility in a companion. We joked about it a lot, you know, like actually, you know, waiting 6 years, hopping on. But then I looked it up today, and out of like, they say out of like in the past year, out of 4 million people who signed up, you know, there's like 4,000 relationships going on or something like that.
That's not a good success rate.
Yeah, so it's like you have a 1 in 1,000 shot of finding someone special.
Yeah, that's not good.
But what is it in the real world? 1 in 6 billion.
I mean, not really. Maybe, but not really.
Love doesn't even exist, man.
Just because we like Knights of Sidonia doesn't mean we're gonna fuck till the nights are over.
Yeah, just because you like. No, I agree. But like, you know, maybe version 8.0, maybe eventually, like, it can just, like, you know, computer can do everything for you.
After the 6 years are up?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good dream. It's a good dream.
I'm just saying, don't count it out.
Yeah.
Because you might want to know what options it has for you.
There's crazier shit.
But everyone gets on there and is like, oh man, I find like a supermodel. I'm like, but no, dude. Supermodel already taken.
I think a lot of people do that these days. It's very common, actually. I mean, maybe eHarmony's success rate isn't that high, but there are certainly a lot of people that are getting married and very happy off of it.
Yeah.
So don't rule it out. I like it. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, don't rule. All I'm saying is, like, I'll make fun of it right now until the cows come home. I will never get on it. There's no need, you know? But, like, in the future.
When you get extra desperate, then you can, you know, get back into it.
Or you just get too busy, and and your things kind of dry out.
All right.
And you have your assistant, like, put up a profile, your intern put up a profile for you.
If my intern's helping me get laid, I'm going to be very, very disappointed with the direction that my life has gone. No?
Don't count it out, man. Don't count it out, man. I'm just telling you right now.
Yo, what else did you want to talk about? Something else?
Because
I had something. I had something.
Go ahead.
The Phantom Wipe?
That it doesn't exist?
I don't know. Tell everyone what the Phantom Wipe is.
The Phantom Wipe, as I was explained it, is you dump. And you don't even wipe. You're so sure there's nothing to wipe, you don't even wipe.
So it's basically like the one wiper, when you have a one wiper, you always follow it with the security wipe. Just to make sure you got everything. But this is the no wiper, which is strictly a no wiper, and it's followed by nothing.
I think there's actually two ways of looking at the Phantom Wipe, and I think it's the first way. It's you dump, and you're like, that was dry, and you just pull your pants up and go on your way. And I'm trying to say that doesn't exist. There's also schools of thought where they say a one wiper doesn't exist.
Because you always follow with the security wipe.
Yeah.
But what if you're just feeling really daring that day?
I think one wipers exist on your daring days.
No, like, you just wipe the first time and there's nothing there. So that's that's technically a no wiper, but you had to wipe once just to, that, the first wipe was in effect the security wipe.
Right, but, okay, that I guess is the Phantom Wipe, you know.
No, the Phantom Wipe is you just pull your pants up and cruise. But and so that would be a no wiper. The Phantom Wipe is the wipe that you're not doing to see if you got it all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's what I was trying to get at exactly. People just think they can Phantom Wipe that's when they get 30 assholes.
I feel like the mini wiper, the like 26 wiper, that's just like God's retaliation. You know, it's just like you did something wrong and you're gonna have to sit and take care of some some shit wiping.
And fill up the entire toilet with TP.
Yes.
Skateboard T, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
You're gonna be in West Hollywood tomorrow night? I'm working retail at the Bev Center until about 8. We should shred this city tomorrow night.
Yo, go shred, go shred.
Yo, let's go.
Do you ever lay down a bed of TP before you take dumps to like catch the dookies? In the water?
That's a good thing to do. Like, put one strip of TP on the water.
Yes, it saves you from getting that backsplash.
I'm risky. I'm daring. You know.
It's pretty good, man. I started doing it. I really have embraced it. It's like, now I do it and I feel like I'm Spider-Man, you know, like I'm catching the dookies before they hit the ground. I'm protecting the dookie from surface tension.
I like to believe in my head that my dude will always reach the water, you know, just like one strand that hits the water and then goes, you can like the little slide into it.
It's like, like an Olympic diver or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very Michael Phelps-esque Duke.
Now, do you do TP, like when you install a TP into the thing, do you put the TP so it rolls out over or does it roll out under?
Over.
Always over, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. I saw the Simpsons episode and I thought I got it right. When, like, Marge got her kids taken away, it was like, you know, all these strikes against her, and it was like saying toilet paper is not in proper. And I thought it said overhand position, but I think they said underhand.
It's gotta be over.
It's easier to rip off, and it's just everything makes more sense that way.
Like, if you do it under, you'll take a piece off, and it'll just unravel the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. It's over. We settled it right here.
Yep. If you don't install it that way and I have to swap it out, you should die. Execution, no trial, you're just dead.
Skateboard T just said, nah, sick dude.
I'm going to Boston next weekend.
Really?
Yeah, pretty psyched about it.
Did you know it's the San Diego of New York?
I did know that. I did. Someone told me that, I forget who.
Close. You can just pop there for the weekend. $15 bus.
Yeah, someone told me that. I can't remember who. Was that you?
Yeah. I'm going on tour next week.
Shit, that's cool. With who?
You're gonna love this. Remember the band Vertical Horizon?
Yes.
Remember the band Better Than Ezra?
Yes.
Them.
I don't know any song by either band, but I know the names of the bands pretty well.
She's everything you want. She's everything you need. She's everything inside of you. That's Vertical Horizon.
Yep.
Better Than Ezra had a song called Good. I forget how it goes exactly. But basically, it's like a 4-date radio tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, like, get in a rented car with the lead singer from Vertical Horizon and drive his ass around California.
That's pretty sweet.
It's gonna be hilarious. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna talk about.
Is swine flu big there?
I see a few guys wearing the masks, but maybe like, no, it's not. No one's really scared of it because no one got it here.
You know, I see these Asians wearing gas masks and gloves everywhere here. It's fucking weird. I saw this one girl though on the bus. She must have like forgot hers or something. And she literally just had her hand over her mouth the whole time. Like, she just walked on the bus, sat there. Her hand was just over her mouth the entire time.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Fun little fact, though. China has 20 of the top 30 most populated cities in the world. Just in case you were wondering.
I've been meaning to make a trip.
Yeah.
White guys there just clean up.
They do. But that's a fact.
I just like white girls, so I don't know.
Anything non-white is just preferable to white. All things being equal, if I had to choose white or non-white, I would choose non-white.
You go age over white?
Well, that's what I said, all things being equal.
Wow, we should hang out.
You take the whites, I'll take the blacks, yellows, and reds.
Yeah.
That sounds okay. Yo, here's a question, okay? You have fooled around with, I'm trying to be as subtle as possible instead of saying fuck, but yeah, you fucked, or have you, a black girl?
Yeah.
You fucked her?
I don't want this to be on a podcast.
Okay. All right, let's restart. Have you ever fooled around?
Say, known in the Shakespearean sense.
Have you ever known carnally an African American girl?
Yeah.
Okay. I had my first experience. Have you ever had carnal knowledge of an Asian girl?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Hispanic?
Yeah.
How about what's left?
Also, Indian.
You have Indian knowledge too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I don't want this to sound like I'm cool. Like that's like, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's all,
that's it.
I'm on a real bad dry streak. Like girls don't talk to me. I'm not attracted. You know that Megan Fox video that's going around?
No.
There's this Megan Fox video. It's like, I don't find girls attractive anymore. They don't talk to me. I'm like a real big asshole. So, just like, it's awful. Awfulness. But yeah, back when I was like, you know.
Cool and date raping girls.
Like, just like active.
Okay. Well, anyway, the question is really, did any of those have a funky smell down there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I didn't venture down.
So not noticeable.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you're with a girl and, you know, you're face to face, but you can still kind of smell something going on.
Yeah.
But usually it's more for when you're like sober. So this stuff, nothing noticeable, because, you know.
Okay.
Wouldn't be.
I mean, it was very bad. I literally could smell her on my fingers for 2 days afterwards, and I was washing my hands every hour, maybe twice an hour.
Damn, it was
bad. You know, after you get doused by a skunk, you need to take like a tomato juice bath.
Yeah,
I needed one of those.
Pour some oatmeal on it.
Yep. Put some peanut butter. Put some peanut butter in my hair.
Rub a Tussin all over it.
Tussin. Yep. Windex.
Windex, Tussin, peanut butter. Oh man, I'd love to see that.
Yep.
My hand smelled so bad that I had to put peanut butter in my hand.
Yo.
Dude, I think, okay, I want to give girls benefit of the doubt and, you know, say girls have bad days, good days, you know, maybe she was out jogging before that and just didn't, you know, clean up or something. But like, some girls naturally have to deal with those kind of issues, and it sucks for them. It really sucks ass, you know, because I'm sure they can stop it.
Some days, if you're out jogging, you take a shower and clean up.
Not everyone has perfect hygiene.
Well, that's a problem. That's the issue we're discussing, is the hygiene issue.
I've like almost felt bad for girls sometimes. You know, go to a concert, you're jumping around, and you're all sweaty and stuff, and you come back and mess around, and I'm just like, oh god, I can't believe, you know. Wait, who was that? It was my boy Kramer. Kramer hadn't showered for 5 days, and he was working in the sun as a production assistant, and he brought this, he was at the bar, at the Frolic Room, and this girl comes up to him, was all up in his business, and he eventually goes back to his place with her, and he goes down on him, and he's like, maybe, he like, was so bad that he's like, stopping, he's like, maybe, won't want to do that. I haven't showered in a while. And then she just gets down and she's like, that's fine. I love the taste of sweaty balls. And she like got up there and like started sucking on him and like went crazy on him.
That's a funny line.
Yeah.
Yep. You ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You never had one? You ever had? You ever had like bananas?
Wait, go on.
All right, so.
Okay, I'll translate.
You smother up the vag with peanut butter. And then...
No. Say your line again.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you ever had peanut butter and jelly?
No, what you told the girl.
Oh, I would go down there for hours.
Say it like you said it.
Oh, yeah, I'd totally go down there for hours.
I would leave. I would get head and leave. But then you said...
Oh, you ever had a peanut butter jelly? What are you talking about? Oh, what did I say to follow that? No, I said, oh, but, oh shit, what did I say?
But I have anchor sore on my lip, man.
No, I just said, I'm not, I was basically going to be like, I'll reciprocate once you do it.
You didn't do it? You kind
of
like push your head down?
No. But
was she scooching her vagina up?
No, I was just fingering her.
And she said...
And I basically was like, can you just blow me? And she was like, no. And then she kind of sucked me for a little bit, but then I didn't go to completion. And then she was trying to get me to do that. And I was basically like, well, I mean, I would do it for hours, but I haven't finished my situation, so... get on that. And she didn't, and I just turned over and fell asleep.
And she stayed over?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It wasn't good. I had to do my sheets the next day. And I hate washing my sheets. It's such an inconvenience. You have to fucking put them back on the bed afterwards. It's not good.
Get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in between.
Yeah.
That's definitely, you know, not that tight.
No, it wasn't good.
But it's, I mean, you know, it's so full of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something. It is something.
Alright, anything else to close us out?
Shit, man, I have so much to say about Asians right now. It's pretty ridiculous.
Whenever I'm in the car with my boss, I hear like a 5-minute rant on it.
Have you ever seen the Asian guys... In this country, you wear Uggs?
The only guy I saw wear Uggs, his name was Sliss Baleo, and he was awesome. So I got no problem with anyone wearing Uggs, because he made it okay.
Have you noticed that Crocs have replaced wooden clogs?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, people are trying to save trees, environment.
You know what's a weird phenomenon is...
Are you just doing stand-up right now?
You know what's a weird phenomenon is, like, you ever see, this is really true at, like, a school, at a school like ours, like, you know, like a Duke University, like, nerdy university, where, you know, there's the, like, you know, every, at those types of schools, because they're so, you know, really, they try to say that they're diverse, but they're really not, you know, it's like sort of, Every there's only, you know, 18% black, and they all hang out together, and there's, you know, whatever, 30.
And in the same breakdown as the U.S., the U.S. is like 10%, you know, black, 15%, or, you know, 17% Mexican, like.
Right, you know, so they get the exact percentage of our country, and then they just accept
they
that many
just
people.
Like they do in the country.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all the Asians will hang out, but there'll be like that singular redhead, you know, that singular ginger in the group.
White guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. you just gotta pray that you got a son. He's not the white guy who's joining the Asian frat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to deal. He would have like, yeah, friends coming over, like, you know, taking off his shoes and bowing, and like, you know, he's got an Asian girlfriend, and you have like weird traditions with the families and stuff like that, you know. Like, you
gotta really get educated on that shit, whereas,
with, you know,
with
the white guy, you look a little bit easier, but, I mean, you're probably gonna have to get ready for that yourself, if you're gonna marry an Asian girl, so.
Probably not Asian, but...
You should dye your hair red right now.
Yeah, my mom's a redhead.
Ginge.
I got the gingivitis.
Gingivelli.
Gingivitis. yeah. It's funny. But you never see a black among the Asians, you know? Too cool for school. I guess if he was like an Urkel type.
Alright, so here's the thing. With a nerdy white guy, if he hangs out with Asians, that makes him cooler because, you know, the Asians are like kind of a step cooler than nerdy white guys. You know, black guys are cooler than both Asian guys and white guys. So then they're up in front of their staff, so they wouldn't come back down to kill Asians.
Yeah, that's right.
Thoughts on that?
How cool are the Asian guys? Are the Asian guys, you know, AZNs, or are they pocket protectors?
They're very smart, but they want to rebel against their parents, and they're like, you know, they're having a clash between two cultures that, you know, the traditional Asian culture and the home. I think this was all explained in the movie, like, I don't know, Step Up to the Streets or something. There's some movie that explained this. And then they want to, like, you know, drag race cars. Maybe it was Tokyo Draft. But they drag race, and they also have like a frat and then a white girlfriend, and then like they get like racist comments, and so they just like ended up like spiking their hair up and getting yellow cars and like doing all this shit. They're like also really good at math problems, so it's like a whole bunch of shit going on. And for a nerdy white guy, that's definitely a step up.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. That's true.
And they keep that nerdy white guy around because, you know,
he reminds them. He keeps them grounded.
You can talk to the cops.
That's true, too.
So, it's a few... And they gotta make fun of someone. You gotta have the outcast, you know, like, a group of white guys, you know, will have an Asian friend, they'll call him, but we, you know, call a dude Asian Chris. It's like, why did the kid call him Asian Chris? Because, you know, they came from an all-white school, but... You just gotta watch Tokyo Draft or something. It's probably funny.
Better luck tomorrow, I think.
Yeah. Is that with Vin Diesel?
No, I don't. I think it only has Asian people in it.
Paul Walker, but the Asian version?
Yep.
Asian Paul Walker.
Paul Walk It Out, but it's W-O-K.
Yep. Bingo.
Bingo.
I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you.